Today's show in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun. We're learning today Lo'ilu Nishmas Philip Fivey Fuchs, longtime member of the Young Israel, was Nifter a number of years ago. Daf Nun also happens to be the actual Daf that will be learned on my father's yard site, which is next Thursday, Yud Nisan. And so I'll talk more about him then on the actual day of the yard site, just to give me an opportunity for those that are interested. I give an annual yard site share. By the time you're listening to this, if you're listening to it next Thursday, the share will be over live, but it will be available online on YU Torah as well as OU Torah. The share, for those that are able to come and are interested, will be live Sunday night at the Young Israel, 8:30 Maro, followed by the share from 8:45 to 9:30. We continue to learn for the safety and success of all the Chayalim. They should be able to bring back the Chatufim, Bimheira, and Be'ezus Hashem. All those in need of a foolish slave should have one, Bimheira, and there should be Shalom on all of Chal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up the Gemara today, Daf Nun, Amud Aleph, three lines from the top with the words Yibay Luhu. And this is a self-contained shiur today on what's known as the Inyan of the Tagrei Lud, which we have already alluded to in yesterday's shiur. And this sugya, we are going to have to have a three-page handout, which is attached. You have to click on the links on YU Torah where it says handouts, and you'll have three pages of handouts. That is going to hopefully make it a little bit easier to follow the shiur today. Let's go over a couple of basic facts that we've already learned in order for us to be able to get into the sugya of the Tagrei Lud and understand it. So, number one, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah between the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Tarfon as to what defines onah. Now, there are three stages, if you wish, of onah. We call onah in general an overcharge or an undercharge when Reuven is buying something from Shimon and he either charges too much for it or he charges too little for it. And there are three categories that we break it down into. That is the overcharge or undercharge. That is the exact amount of onah, and that's what we call onah. Onah is the cheating, is the amount that you were inappropriately either being paid or paid, and that is called the onah. And according to the Chachamim, that is 1/6. We had a machlokis yesterday whether we say that's 1/6 of the objective value. Everybody agrees to that, and that was the opinion of Rav. Or do we say that it could also be not only 1/6 of the objective value, but it could be 1/6 of the price that you paid? And we discussed that in yesterday's share. We're not going to get into that today. That's not really part of the inyan of the Tagrei Lud. So the actual amount that's called onah is the exact amount, 1/6 according to the Chachamim, 1/3 according to Rabbi Tarfon. Now, if you have a much greater overcharge, undercharge, so then that is going to make the sale be mekach botel. That sale is null and void. And that is going to be for Rabbi Tarfon anything that is more than a 1/3 overcharge. And if it's going to be for the Chachamim, it's going to be more than a 1/6 overcharge. So that is the amount that is, the Mekach is going to be batel. The sale is null and void. Each party has the ability to go and say, hey, this deal isn't going through. I want my money back. Then you have what's called Pachos Mishtus or Pachos Mishlish, according to the respective Shitas. That type of an overcharge or undercharge, the deal goes through. It's quote, machul. The deal is accepted, and you don't have the right to go and undo the deal. But you do have to go and pay back the amount of the overcharge or undercharge, according to some opinions. So those are the three categories. You have the pachos me'onah, you have the actual amount of the onah, and then you have the yoser me'onah, and then you have the respective shitas of the Chachamim and Rabbi Tarfon for each one. So with that reminder, that background, we can now pick up the Gemara, Iboilu, three lines from the top of Nun Amud Aleph. Now, Iboilu, they answer the base medish the following question, Pachos Mishtus L'Rabbanon. The scenario where it is a smaller than the Onah charge, overcharge. It is less than that. It is a smaller amount. So we said that the deal is considered done. You're mochel on the amount of the overcharge or undercharge, albeit you may have a right to get it back. Now, in this situation, when do we view this as occurring? The Gemara asks the question, li alter havya mechila? Is it considered a mechila? In other words, we, so to say, ignore the overcharge and undercharge and say that the deal goes through. Is that immediately? Is that occurring right away? Or do we say no? Or do we say no? In the Mishnah, we talked about there's a certain amount of grace period that you're entitled to go and show it to your relative or to show it to an artisan, a professional, and say, hey, did I get a good deal on this or not? And they will tell you, oh, no, you were paying more than you should have. So that is the person who's purchasing it. He now goes and has a certain amount of time to show it to the knowledgeable people, either his relatives or the professional. And if they say, hey, you got cheated, so then he has that period of time, the Chadesh, Yir, Litagor, or Likrovo, to go and get his money back. But the deal is still a done deal. Now, how do we say that? Do we say that it means La'alter Havi Mechila? Or do we say that it is, he's given a certain amount of time to still show this to the relative? Now, in Tim Seloma, if you're going to tell me, Bichdei Shiir Olatagor Olikrovo, that for the Pachos Mishtus overcharge, that he has a certain amount of time to go and ask his relatives or the professional, was I overcharged? And if they say yes, he has the right to go back, get back that overcharge. If you're going to tell me he has a certain grace period, so then, my Ika Bein Shtus LePachos Mishtus. So then the Gemara says, why would there be any distinction then between an ona, which we said you have the right to go, have this grace period, ask the professional, ask your relative, was I overcharged? And if they say yes, then you're entitled to go back your overcharge of 1/6 exactly. Then why is that any different? If you have this period of time, even for the pachos mishtos, so then it's the same thing. You have the right to go back, get back your overcharge of pachos mishtos, so then there's no difference between this category of pachos mishtos and the category of exactly a shtos, the exact onah. So my ika ben shtos lepachos mishtos, if in fact in both scenarios you have the kidei sheyir litagor o likrovo. Shmuel says no, there is a difference still between them. Ika, the difference is the ilu shtos yado al hoyona. In regard to the case of the exact overcharge of a six, the onah case. So in that scenario, he has the options, he has the total control, the one who's been cheated, the person who purchased it. If he wishes, rotzachoser, if he wants, the whole sale can be null and void. Or, alternatively, rotzach kone umarzor no. Or he can say, no, I'll take the deal, I just want to get my six back. But in that, that's only the case of onah of 1/6 exactly. The ilu pachos mishtos, but in the case where it's pachos mishtos, he doesn't have the right to say, I want my deal to be done at null and void. No. The ilu pachos mishtos, kana umachzir onah. In that situation, he is not entitled to go and say, I want the deal undone, but he is entitled to get back his onah. So that's the difference between the two. So therefore, this is a valid question. The ibalhu that we asked is asking us, do we say during the pachos mishtos scenario that he has immediately the deal is done deal, and sorry, this amount, this overcharge that he paid, which is less than a sixth, he's not entitled to get it back. La'alter havi mechila, it's considered a mechila right away, and he doesn't have the right to go and get it back. Or do we say no, that he has a grace period, the amount of time that it takes to yield a saga or a krovo, and in that scenario, if it's within that period of time, the deal is a done deal. He can't retract the deal, but he is entitled to get back his overcharge of pachos mishtos. That's the Gemara's question. Ibar lehu, those are the two sides of the coin. My, what is the halacha? So, we now go and bring down our Mishnah to try to answer this question. Toshma, we said in our Mishnah that originally the Tagrei Lod, when they heard Rabbi Tarfon's din, that the overcharge is not a sixth, the onah is a third, so they were very, very happy, because they would often overcharge. The Tagrei Lod were frequently overcharging people by more than a sixth, even up to a third, and therefore they would be very, very happy that the din is that if it's pachos mishlish, that the deal goes through no matter what, and then if it's mechila li'alter, so then great, they just gained that extra overcharge without any recourse. So they said, wow, this is a great thing, Rabbi Tarfon Shita, and they loved Rabbi Tarfon Shita. However, then they subsequently, when they heard that Rabbi Tarfon said it's a longer period of time than Shiira l'tagor or l'krovo, he had all day. They said, whoa, that's a much worse deal for us. And therefore, chazru l'divrei chachamim. They said, we prefer the opinion of the chachamim that says a shtus is the amount of onah and not a shlish like Rabbi Tarfon, because the chachamim were more makel. It was to their advantage that the person only had a period of time, kidei sheyira l'tagor o l'krovo, rather than all day. that they have the entire day to go and claim the pachos mi shlish of Rabbi Tarfon. They'd rather have only the period of time of Yireh L'Tagor or L'Krovo, which is a shorter period of time. So now let's understand how this answers our question. So Vrua, they originally thought pachos mi shlish l'Rabbi Tarfon. They originally said that, oh, the deal is the exact same. The Chacham just uses a sixth, and Rabbi Tarfon just uses a third. And therefore, wow, we overcharge quite often between a sixth and a third, and therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the deal now goes through, and the person can't retract the deal. So we like Rabbi Tarfon's opinion much better. Now, that only works out if E'amiz bishlomo, that only works out if you say pachos mishlus l'rabbanon b'chdei shiyira l'tagor o l'krovo. That only works if we answer our question that according to the opinion of the Chachamim that there is a grace period of k'dei shiyira l'sagor o l'krovo. Ah, so in that situation, Rabbi Tarfon, kol hayom, Rabbi Tarfon has all day to go and return it. So we understand why originally they said, we like Chachamim, but when they heard that Rabbi Tarfon has a larger period of time, Rabbi Tarfon kol hayom, ah, mishum hachi chasu, they would prefer to be in the situation of the Chachamim, which said that there was a shorter grace period because they felt that that was the better thing for them than the better amount that Rabbi Tarfon had, greater than a sixth to up to a third. They would get to keep the deal, but there was a longer grace period, and they would end up losing it because they'd have to pay back that amount. So they preferred the opinion of the Chachamim with the shorter grace period than the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon with a larger amount, but the longer grace period. Oh, that makes very good sense. If you hold that that is true, everything works out well. Why in the Mishnah we had them originally liking the Chachamim and then subsequently liking Rabbi Tarfon? And if you go look at my sheet, we now can pick up at the very top, where I say, so therefore, you can understand what I just said and see why they originally, when they heard the Chacham Shita and then they heard Rabbi Tarfon Shita, wow, they're gaining. Because if you say it's Kidei Shiyira, so originally the Chachamim gave them a certain din, which the beyond the Kidei Shiyira period of time, they would gain this sixth, but according to Rabbi Tarfon, they would gain a third. So therefore, they preferred Rabbi Tarfon. But then when they heard that the Chacham period of time was Kidei Shiyira, and Rabbi Tarfon's time was all day, Rabbi Tarfon kol hayom, that was like forever for them, so therefore, they preferred the Chacham Shita. So everything makes very good sense if you say that this pachos mi ona, the pachos from the shear of ona, whether it's the Chacham or Rabbi Tarfon, it makes sense to say that you have a certain amount of grace period in time. It's not li'alter. But if you hold elo i'amris li'alter havi mechila, if you were to in fact say that the mechila is immediate, there is no grace period of time, if it's pachos from the shear of ona, bein l'chachamim, bein l'Rabbi Tarfon, the deal is automatically done, and you're not entitled to go give back your pachos mi ona amount. So then, if that is true, and we turn to Nun Omud Beis, and this is true not only for the Chachamim, l'Rabbi Tarfon nami la'alter havi mechila, then in both situations, it's an immediate mechila, and you can't get back your overcharge, so then, am I chasu? Then why would the Tagrei Lud had been chozer? Rabbi Tarfon is a great deal for them. Am I chozer? But the Rabbi Tarfon nichlu tvei. They much prefer Rabbi Tarfon because demay derabbanon komashrul ona the Rabbi Tarfon havi mechila. Because according to the Chachamim, the din is only if it's pachos from a sixth. If it's a sixth or more of an overcharge, the deal is all in the hands of the person who was overcharged, the person who purchased it. If it's a sixth, he would have the right to say the deal goes through and I want my sixth back, or that the deal doesn't go through at all. And certainly if it's more than a sixth overcharge, the deal has the right, both parties have the right to say the deal's not going through. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, in that amount between a third and a sixth that's an overcharge, it's mochel right away. If you say that it's li'alter, so then they would prefer the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon much more than they would prefer the sheet of the Chachamim. Why would they be chozer? So you can see that inside where I have on the first page the sheet. However, if we say, so see this one more time inside of my sheet, if the din is in fact pachus bishtos to Rabbanon is immediately mochel, so then why would the tagri lud be chose? Rabbi Tafer offers no disadvantage. In fact, the advantage for both the sheetas is that the mechil is right away. So the chacham say if it's less than a sixth, boom, that is a loss to the person who purchased it. He was overcharged. That's it. To Rabbi Tafon, if it's less than a third of an overcharge, it's machel. And therefore, by the Chachamim, the disadvantage is greater for the Tagri Lud. Because that amount between a third and a sixth of an overcharge has to be now returned. Because it's not pachos mi, the onor shir of the Chachamim. But for Rabbi Tafon, they get to go all the way up to a third. And that overcharge is machel li alter. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense if you answer our question, do we say that if it's pachos from the shir of onor, that the question was, is it li'alter immediately machol, or do you have that grace period of time to go and ask your professional or relative, so then there is no advantage to the Chacham Mishita versus Rabbi Tarfon, and the Tagri Lud would not have wanted the din to go back. They would have not have been happy. The Chazru l'chachamim, to the Rabbanon Shita. So therefore, we want to answer the question and say that everybody agrees that it's not li'alter. Everybody agrees, the Chachamim and Rabbi Tarfon, we want to prove from our Mishnah that there is always a grace period of time. And because the grace period of time for Rabbi Tarfon is greater, it's all day, than the shorter period of time, than the Chachamim say, Ach Yira, Litagor, O Likrovo. So therefore, we understand this answer to the question. Now, Gemara says, who says that that's true? There was an assumption here that was incorrect. Mi Savris, who says that Pachos Mishlish L'Rabbi Tarfon is the exact same din as Kepachos Mishtus L'Rabbanon Dami? You were assuming that the din is the same, that both of them have their Pachos from the Shir of Onah. Rabbi Tarfon says it's anything that's less than a third of an overcharge. The Chacham say it's anything that's less of a sixth of an overcharge, and the din is the same, Bein the Chachamim, Bein Rabbi Tarfon. And that's the question, Li'alter or Achiyira, or is it all day? And if you say that it's li'alter, so then there's no advantage to the Chachamim over Rabbi Tarfon, and the Tagri Lud would prefer Rabbi Tarfon. Therefore, it must be that we're dealing with, there is a Kedei Shiyir, a Shir, according to the Chachamim, until you show it to the Tagor or the relatives, and according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's all day. So Moshe says, that's not true. Lo, in fact, Mishtus v'yad shlish l'Rabbi Tarfon, kishtus asmo l'Rabbanon Domi. No, in fact, Rabbi Tarfon says that the din between a third and a sixth overcharge is the exact same din as the actual shtus l'rabbanon. In other words, the pachos mi'onah shir of Rabbi Tarfon is not equivalent to the pachos mi'shtus shir of the Chachamim. In fact, the shir for Rabbi Tarfon of pachos mi'shlish, mi'shtus, the adshlish from a sixth to a third, that, according to Rabbi Tarfon, has the same din as the shir of Onah, the sixth, not pachos mi six, pachos mi shtus, but the shtus atzma l'rabbanon. That is how you compare it. And therefore, in this situation, we go to my sheet where it says thus, page one, thus. So if you're telling me that the chacham shir of 1/6, the Onah, that's what's equal to the shir of Rabbi Tarfon, a sixth to a third. In other words, according to the Chachamim, the Lokeach has all the options if the shir of Onah is there. He can, according to the Chachamim, go and say, the deal is a good deal, but I want to be paid back the sixth that I was overcharged. Or he can say, no, listen, I don't want the deal anymore, and I want all my money back, and here's your product back. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, this din only applies in the 1/6 to 1/3 overcharge. According to both of them, however, you could actually argue that if it's less than a six, then the shear would be its machuli alter, and therefore you're not entitled to get anything back. So the original advantage that Rabbi Tarfon had when it was all day versus the Kedei Shiyir or the Tagra or the Krova of the Chachamim, so according to this understanding, yeah, it is more advantageous for the Chachamim because they would prefer to have, the Tagri Lud would prefer to have the Chachamim sheet that it says the mechila is li'alter and there's no way you're getting back your overcharge of pachos mishtus because that's more likely to happen than the larger overcharge of a third to a sixth, which now, if it's found out they would lose that entire amount. The total benefit would be to the person who purchased it. He could say, I don't want this deal to go through, or I want the deal to go through, and I want to get my overcharge, the 1/6 to 1/3, back. So the Tagri Lud, we understand why they would now actually prefer the Chacham Shita. So therefore, you have to compare not Pachos Mishtos to Pachos Mishlish. No, that's the wrong way to do it. What you have to compare is the Onah of the Chachamim, 1/6, that is the equivalent then by Rabbi Tarfon, the overcharge of 1/6 to 1/3, that both of them have the same din, which all the rights are in the hands of the person who was overcharged, the person who purchased it, and that's why the Tagri Lud said, we'd much rather have the Chacham Shita than this new revised version that you're telling us. Or however says, no, that can't be true, because I hachi b'may samchu meikara. So then, why were they originally happy with the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon? We said, oh, when they heard Rabbi Tarfon's Shita, they were very, very happy. Now, why would that be? Because Tivsho, you can learn out the bitul mekach l'rabbanon li'olam chozer. Wait a second. Now we can say that the bitul mekach, according to the Chachamim, if it's more than a sixth overcharge, so then not only do they have the period of time of Achiyira, Litagor, or Likrovov, but they would have forever to go and return the overcharged deal and get their money back and return the deal entirely. That's what I have on my chart towards the bottom of page 1, where it says, if this is correct, then you can prove that there is no time limit on the bitul mekach deal of an overcharge greater than 6 according to the Chacham, or an overcharge of greater than the 3rd according to Rabbi Tarfon. There is no limit. There is no kedesh yir letagor or lekrovov, or that you have all day. No, you have forever. You would be able to go and retract this deal forever. Tivsho, the bitul mekach l'rabbanon li'olam chozer. Why? Because the Kibun, the Omar, Luhu, Rabbi Tarfon, have your own law. Because according to Rabbi Tarfon, he said, no, it's not a sixth that is onah, it's a third that is onah, samchu. They would be very, very happy. However, when you say that that is true, Ki Omar, Luhu, Kol Hayom, that there is a din, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's only for a day, so then they became unhappy, Chazru, and they said, we prefer the Chacham. Now, how does that work? The Sol Kedaitach, if you're going to tell me, the bitul mekach l'rabbanon, that the share of the overcharge being totally null and void, according to Rabbanon, is b'chdei shiira l'tagro l'krovo, so then that share is for only the case of onah, but for it's more than the share of onah, then they have forever, so then why would they have been happy? B'may samchu, what would have made them happy about the original deal? The greater overcharge of Rabbi Tarfon is nullified by the fact that it can always be returned. So therefore, if you look at my sheet at the very bottom, originally, page 1, originally the advantage appeared to be to Rabbi Tarfon, because between 1/6 and 1/3, it's not able to be voided forever. But, whereas, according to the Chacham, it could be voided forever if it was greater than 1/6. But, and you can turn to the second page of the handout, according to Rabbi Tarfon, when he says it's all day, not Kadesh Yer L'Tagor or L'Krovov, so the advantage between 1/6 and 1/3 now can be refunded all day, which is essentially a long period of time. It's like forever. So then there is no advantage to the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon, and that's why they were chozer to be like the opinion of the Chachamim. So, thus, we understand the Tagri Lut, if there is no time limit on the Chachamim greater than 1/6, because that is something that we understand, that originally they thought it was an advantage to Rabbi Tarfon being greater than a third, but if the opinion of the Chachamim is there's no time limit on greater than a sixth, and no time limit for essentially the greater than a third, so they preferred the opinion of the Chachamim. But if you say, however, if the time limit is even on these overcharges, there is Kadesh Yira, even if it's greater than a sixth, greater than a third, so then what was the original advantage that they were so meach that the din was like Rabbi Tarfon? After all, the Chachamim say greater than 1/6 is going to be void only at Shayira. That would make sense. But this is what Rabbi Tarfon would hold as well. Or at least that's what they originally thought. But in fact, it would be actually worse than the Rabbi Tarfon, because we said that the purchaser, the lokeach, has all the options. He can decide, I want the deal to be totally null and void in the 1/6 to 1/3 area, whereas the Chacham say that he can only say it's void if it's greater than a sixth. So therefore, why were they sameach? So the Gemara answers, somchu bishtus atzmim. No, the actual case of 1/6, that's what they were happy about, because that's the common overcharge. And they were very happy that they would do better under Rabbi Tarfon than they would under the Chachamim. Because the Rabbi Tarfon, mechila, according to Rabbi Tarfon, this deal is accepted no matter what between the 1/6 and 1/3. So therefore, for 1/6 itself, so they were sameach that they do better under Rabbi Tarfon. Ul Rabbanan, this would be the shir of onah, and the person would have the right to go and either demand that the deal is totally null and void to get his whole money back, or at least demand that he gets his onah back. So therefore, as you can see, my answer on the middle of page 2, so there's still being advances to Rabbi Tarfon. In the case of 1/6 exactly, according to the Chachamim, Volkech is all the options, but according to Rabbi Tarfon, the deal would be machol. So therefore, between 1/6 and 1/3, according to Rabbi Tarfon, it doesn't include 1/6. It's greater than 1/6 up to 1/3 of an overcharge. And this was a very common overcharge, exactly 1/6. So originally, that's why the Tagrei Lud thought they would do better under Rabbi Tarfon. So, summarize until we are right now. Again, the original question is this din la'alter or not? So we've shown now that for the Chachamim, if it's less than 1/6, it is machul li'alter. We have shown that that is in fact the case. If it's exactly 1/6, so then we have, according to the Chachamim, the person has the right. He's the lokech. He has all the cards in his hand. If he wishes, he can have the entire deal null and void, only up till Ad Kedei Sheyira, or he can say, listen, I want the deal to go through, but I just want to get a refund on the 1/6 exact overcharge. Whereas in both of these scenarios, according to Rabbi Tarfon, less than 1/6 or 1/6 exactly, it's machul li'alter. So we say that the din is that the mechila is li'alter. And the difference is between greater than 1/6, more than the 1/6 overcharge, up to a 1/3 overcharge, so then according to the Chachamim, the lokeach has all of the options in his hand. He can say either that I want it to be void, or he can say that the deal is a done deal. I just want to get my overcharge back. And it's unclear yet, is this point, is this only for the period of time Kedei Sheyira, or is this forever? That's not yet fully answered. And then, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the choice would be up to the lokeach, the purchaser. He would be able to do this only for that day. Either he get his refund back on the overcharge, or he has the right to say that the deal's null and void. And if it's greater than 1/3, what we call the shear of onah for Rabbi Tarfon, so then the machlokus again is it Kedei Sheyira only, or is it forever, according to the opinion of the Chachamim? And according to Rabbi Tarfon, the machlokus would be, is it just for all day, or is it also forever? So that's where we stand right now. And now we just have to answer up the question, what is the time consideration? Is it Kedei Sheyira, according to the Chacham, or Kedei all day, according to Rabbi Tarfon, in these scenarios? So the Gemara continues and says, let's try to answer this question. Ibai Luhu, Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanim. When we say that the deal is null and void, according to the Chachamim, do we say Li'olam Chozer, that he has the right to forever go and retract his din whenever he finds out about it, that he was overcharged more than the sixth? Or Odilma, does that din of Kedei Sheyira apply here as well? Odilma, B'Kedei Sheyira L'Tagro L'Krovo apply. Ah, you're going to tell me, Vim Tim Tzilomar, B'Kedei Sheyira L'Tagro L'Krovo, Ma'ika Ben Shtos L'Yaseo Shtos. So then, if you're telling me that the possibility that there is a time limit on even if it's greater than a sixth, so then what is the difference between a sixth and greater than a sixth? In both situations, you seem to have the exact same din, that the person would have the right to say only up until the Kedei Sheyira L'Tagro L'Krovo, that I want my money back, or I want the overcharge back. So what is the difference between the two? So it says, no, Ika, there is a difference. The Ilu Shtus, because in the case of exactly 1/6, according to the Chachamim, Mashinis Anachozer, he has the right to get back only the amount that he was overcharged. And Mishinis Anachozer, the one who was overcharged, is entitled to get back his money. Vilu Yaser Ashtus, but in the case of more than a sixth overcharge, both sides have the right to then retract. Shneim Chozrin. So therefore, there is a difference between 1/6 and greater than 1/6, according to the Chachamim. And the Gemara therefore asks the question, my, what is the halach in the case where it's more than a sixth? Is there a grace period, a time limit of Kedei Sheyira L'Tagro L'Krovav, and beyond that, the deal is a done deal? Or do we say, no, that you have forever to go and get your money back in the case where the overcharge was more than a sixth? So Gemara is going to answer it also from our Mishnah, Toshma. Let's see if we can answer it from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that, again, Chazru L'Divrei Chacham, the Tagrei Lud, were originally happy with Rabbi Tarfon, but then they were unhappy with Rabbi Tarfon, and they said, we want to go back to the din of the Chachamim. Now, that makes sense if you hold E Amris Bishlama Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanon B'Chdei Sheyira L'Tagro L'Krovo. If you hold that even in the case where it's more than a sixth overcharge, that you have the right to go and get your money back, the deal is batel only up until the time that you show it to a tag or a lekrovo. And the same thing would apply in Rabbi Tarfon, but Kol Hayom, or Rabbi Tarfon Kol Hayom, both of them hold the grace period, again, the shorter grace period of the Chachamim versus the longer grace period of Rabbi Tarfon, but it's not forever. Oh, Mishum Achi Chazru, we understand perfectly well why the Tagrei Lud said, well, we actually prefer to have the din of the Chachamim, because they do better if there's a definitive time to the grace period with the shorter time of the Chachamim Shita, just until you show it to the Tag or the Krovim, versus the longer time period, Kol Hayom, of Rabbi Tarfon. Ah, Mishum Achi Chazru, we understand that. Elo I Amris Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanim Li'olam Chozer. But if you say that no, there is no grace period, you can always go back according to the Chachamim. Even if you find out 2 weeks later you overcharge more than a sixth, the deal is null and void. So then, why would they want to give up Rabbi Tarfon's Shita? Amai Chazru. But the Rabbi Tarfon Nichlu Tvei, they do better under Rabbi Tarfon because the Komashvilu Ono Kol Hayom, because he says that amount between a sixth and a third, so they only have all day. They don't have 2 weeks. They don't have forever. And therefore, they would prefer that. Vesulah, beyond that one day, they do better under Rabbi Tarfon than they would do under the Chachamim. So therefore, you must say that when there's an overcharge of more than a sixth, according to the Chachamim, there still is a grace period. There's a time limit of Kidei Shiyar, L'Tagro, L'Krovo. And that's why they preferred, when they heard that Rabbi Tarfon says all day, well, they'd rather have the shorter period of grace according to the Chachamim than the longer period of grace according to Rabbi Tarfon. And you can see this on the bottom of page 2 on my sheets, where the heading, I Amis Bishloma Bitul Mekach Bichdei Shiyira. So again, you can read through it over here, what I just said outside. Read it inside in my sheet, so we can understand why they were chosen if you hold that there is a time limitation. Because they prefer the shorter time period of the Chachamim than the longer time period of Rabbi Tarfon. But if you say that there is no time period, and we turn to page 3 of my handout, I'll read it once more in the Gemara, Elo Iyam is Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanim L'Olam Chosen, there is no time period, so then Amai Chosu, so then why would they be happier with the Chachamim than Rabbi Tarfon? They would be happier with Rabbi Tarfon, but Rabbi Tarfon Nichalu Tvei, because the Komashmilu Ono Kol Hayom V'Sulo, because he has a time limit of that day, and not forever. So therefore, you see on my sheet, page 3, Iyam is Bishlam L'Olam Chosen, so why would they be unhappy with Rabbi Tarfon? The opinion of Rabbi Tarfon is still advantageous to them because, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the 1/6 to 1/3 overcharge is only all day. According to Chachamim, it's forever. They would much prefer to have this overcharge of 1/3 to 1/6 only being able to be returned for that one day than according to the Chachamim, where it could be returned forever. So the Gemara answers no. Such a large overcharge is very uncommon. Bitul mekach l'ushchiach, to have this overcharge of 1/6 to 1/3 is not as common as the 1/6 overcharge. And therefore, the Tagrei Lud would still prefer to have the basic din of the 1/6 overcharge only having a time period than the 1/6 to 1/3 overcharge having no time period. According to Chachamim, they would prefer to have the 1/6 exact overcharge have a time limit. And therefore, as you can see on my sheet, the answer is, this high of an overcharge is unusual, and it's not such a big advantage to the Tagrei Lud. Yes, they will make a much bigger killing on those rare situations where there was such a high overcharge, but that's not as common as the 1/6 overcharge. And therefore, they would prefer to be like the Chachamim, where there's a time limit on exactly the 1/6 overcharge, and not to have the 1/6 to 1/3 have all day to go and return it, which they do not as well. And therefore, that is why this proof isn't a good proof. We've schlugged up this proof. No, bottom line, how do we pass it? And you can see this, Alma Rava, the Gemara tells us, and you can see this in my final summary sheet, the middle bottom of page 3, where it says, Alma Rava, Hilchasa, the Gemara tells us, Pachos Mishtus Nikne Mekach. The bottom line is that if there is a undercharge of a sixth, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, it is immediately machu li alter, as we explained, and nikne mekach, the deal goes through. If it's yoser al shtus, then batul mekach. If it's more than a sixth, either party has the right to say, we don't want the deal to go through, we want our money back, or we want our product back, and here's your money back. Okay, that's if it's more than a shtus. If it's exactly the share of a shtus according to the Chachamim, so kana So then the deal goes through, but the person is entitled to get back the 1/6 overcharge. And vizeh, in the case of 1/6, or in the case of more than 1/6, you only have the time period, kidei, shiira, lesagor, o lekrova. And you can see on my final summary sheet, that is exactly what we just said, is written down for the sheet of the Chachamim. For less than 1/6, mochul yalter, nikne mekach. If it's 1/6 exactly, so then there is onah, that's the shear of onah that we've been talking about. And in this situation, Rava paskin, that lehalacha, the deal is a good deal. Not like we originally said that the deal could be voided by the lokeach, but no, the deal is a good deal, and he's entitled to get back the onah, the refund for the 1/6. That is the halacha that Rava brings down, and this is only ad kedei shiira. If it's more than 1/6, and whether it's 1/6 to 1/3 or greater than 1/3, according to Chacham, makes no difference. So then the deal is null and void. Each side can go and say the deal is null and void. And we go back to the opinion that for the lokeach, it's only kedei shiira. As we said in the Mishnah, the mocher has an unlimited amount of time to go and retract the deal. That is the sheet of the Chachamim, and you can see here, the Gemara doesn't discuss it, but what the deal would be, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you can read that through on my sheet. Now, I'll show you that this is right, the Gemara says, Tanya Kavose de Rava. We learned in the following brayis, Ono pachos mishtus, if it's less than a shtus, so then nikne mekach, the deal is a done deal, the overcharge doesn't have to be paid, end of the discussion, la'alter. Yaser al shtus batal mekach, but if it's more than a shtus overcharge, then the deal is null and void. The money has to be returned, the deal has to be returned. Shtus, if it's exactly a sixth, so then according to the Chachamim, in that situation, the deal goes through. Umach zero na. This is the opinion, Divrei Rabbi Nosson. However, Yehuda Nasi disagrees. Yehuda Nasi Omer, Yad Mocher Alo Yona, the person who sold the item over here, so he is going to be in the upper position if he was the one that was defrauded. Yad Mocher Alo Yona. If the person who sold undercharged, so then he has the upper hand. Rotsa, if he wishes, Omer lo tenli mech, he can say, I want the deal back, or he can say, O tenli mashini sani, or give me back the amount of money that I undercharged you. In other words, pay me the extra amount. Vizeh, vizeh, and in both cases over here, where it was a sixth, or more than a sixth, the halacha is, b'chdei shiira l'tagro l'krova. It's the amount of time that it takes that you have this grace period only until you show it to the professional or until you show it to your relative. Beyond that, then the deal goes through. Oh, so this is in support of what we just said, Tanya Kavosi de Rava. This supports Psak Din of Rava. Finally, we'll conclude this discussion on the Tagri Lud. Even though it's the two dots over here, it still continues the discussion a little bit. Ad Masei Mutur Lahasir. Until what point are you allowed to go and return the item? So we had said the opinion of time, according to the Tanakama, the Chachamim was Shiira Le Tagor O Le Krova. So I'm Rav Nachman. That is only referring to the lokeach, the person who purchased it, because he has the item in his possession, so he should go and show it to the tagor, show it to his krovim, and that's it. If you don't show it to him, the amount of time it would take to do so, that's it, end of the discussion. But the seller of a mocher, he doesn't have the item in his possession anymore. He can't just show it to somebody, so if he finds out 2 weeks later, hey, you got rooked, at that point in time, he still could go and ask that the deal be undone. Mocher li olav choser. And I'll show you that this is right from our Mishnah, the Gemara says. Name of Messiah, our Mishnah says, Chazru l'divrei Chachamim. The Tagrei Lot, they decided that we prefer the opinion of the Chachamim rather than this opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. Now, everything works out well, Bishlama, if you say, Mocher li olam choser, that if they can forever go and return it, the seller has forever to go and return it. That works out very, very well. And we turn to Nun Aleph Omud Aleph. Because, Mishum, Hachi Chazu. Now we understand why they were Chazu. Because if you have, in fact, the ability for the Mocher to always go and return it, so then that's not an advantage for them. As Rashi says in the top Rashi, Mishum Hachi Chazu, Shehem Ayu Mochrin. They were the sellers. The Einon Nenim V'Hachovah Zman HaChazora. The Rabbi Tarfon. Because, Shari Afilu L'Rabbanon L'Yom Chazu. Because even according to the Chachamim, they can always return it now. Ella, Yarmus, but if you say, Mocher nami kilokeach dami, but if you say that the mocher also, in addition to the buyer, has this time limit, so then my nafka lehu mina. So then, what difference does it make? Why would they be upset with Rabbi Tarfon? Ki echid ob de le rabbanon takanto lokeach hochanami ob de le rabbanon takanto lemocher. The extended time improved both of them. They each had it. And my chazru, as Rashi says, l'ditu nami mahani hachavas zman hachazara, dito inu nedru behu. So they would also benefit from it. So then why would they be upset? So the Gemara answers, no. Tagri lord, lo shchiach dito. These guys were experts. They didn't make mistakes. So the fact that they would now have forever to go and find out that they had made a mistake and go and get the deal retracted, so that didn't occur. They were not concerned about that. So therefore, it was a disadvantage for them, and that's why they were chozer from what Rabbi Tarfon said. So they didn't benefit at all from Rabbi Tarfon's extension of this time. So therefore, they, yeah, in theory, would have benefited. But they much preferred the shorter period of time according to the Chachamim, because they were the ones that usually benefited from the shorter period of time, and therefore, having a longer period of time wouldn't really benefit for them, and that's why they were in this situation. You can't bring a proof from our Mishnah because Tagri Lud lo shchiach dito. You didn't make a mistake. Okay, this concludes essentially the inyan of the Tagri Lud. I hope that my handout was helpful. I know this is a very, very complicated Gemara. And we go to the famous statement of Pirkei Avos, Mipum Tzara Agra. The amount of effort that you put into something, that's the reward. It's a very, very easy Gemara. You don't get as much as credit sometimes. It's a very difficult Gemara and you have to really put effort into it. So, V'yezus Hashem, we all hopefully put effort into this and are successful in understanding it. V'yezus Hashem, again, I invite everybody to attend in live this Sunday night, the Shir Ili Nishmas, my father, the Yartzei Shir that I give something to say at the Seder, 8:30, Maariv at the Young Israel, and followed by the Shir for 45 minutes. It will be available on YU Torah, OU Torah for those people that don't live in the neighborhood and would like to listen to the Shir before Pesach. Everyone should have a wonderful day.